You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. This winter has been especially bad for air pollution in the San Joaquin Valley. Of course, knowing about the air we breathe is important for our health, but how to stay informed? Broadcast news outlets like Valley Public Radio and other outlets share air quality information in their forecasts, but where do you go if you're not catching those updates? And what if you're on the go? Reporters Carrie Klein and Laura Tsutsui are here with us to take a look at mobile apps for air quality and put them to the test. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks.
Hi, Joe.
Laura, I want to start with you. Where do you go when looking for air quality information on your mobile device?
So I have an iPhone, and I started when we looked into this. I thought that maybe I would be able to find some air quality info in my built-in weather app. So I poked around there, figured out what the weather was like, but couldn't find anything about what the air was like. So I ended up just going to the San Joaquin Valley Air District. They have monitors throughout the valley, and ended up figuring out how to navigate their website to find out what the air is like right now, what they're forecasting it as for today, and you know, what the trends have been.
So the Valley Air District has its own mobile app in addition, though, to its website, at least if you're an iPhone user.
Yes, that's correct. So I ended up downloading their app as well, and it's pretty great because the website's kind of cluttered with a lot of different places to click, but the Valley Air app, once you download it, it's called Valley Air, and you set up sort of where you are, then you can see right off the bat readings for ozone and particulate matter, and then also a forecast for the day. One of the things that is great, though, is the forecast is color-coded. So I know it's green today, the air is good. And then later throughout the day, it will give a forecast for tomorrow as well.
So you're saying that the app the Air District has actually has two different data sets, both a forecast and an actual observation level. Is that something that you found in a lot of other apps?
Sometimes. I think the thing to keep in mind is those readings for ozone and particulate matter are updated hourly, and it has a timestamp on it. So I can see what it said at noon, what it said at 10 this morning. And then the forecast just is one number for the entire day. But some of the other apps we looked at, it was hard to determine in some cases exactly what all the numbers meant in other apps. But the Valley Air one seemed very explicit.
And I know that with mobile apps, sometimes the big thing is also notifications. How does that work with that app?
Yeah, so you can set it to send you notifications. You have to turn them on, obviously. And so I actually got one in the middle of the day that just said, today the air is good. And then you can also set a notification to ask it to tell you when it hits a certain threshold. So if maybe you want to know when the air quality is unhealthy for sensitive groups or unhealthy, you can set it to do that. It's a little hard to get that turned on, though. Oftentimes when you download an app for the first time, it just says, do you want to turn on notifications? I clicked yes and then went back through my settings and realized none of these notifications were actually turned on. I had to turn them on. And even now I'm, you know, still testing this app, trying to figure out, okay, when am I actually going to get a notification yet? So far the air's been good today. So I haven't gotten anything saying it's been unhealthy yet.
So that's the Valley Air District app. Right now it's only available though for iPhones. However, the Android user base is represented here by our own Carrie Klein.
That's
Carrie,
right.
You were out of luck when you were looking for the Valley Air app.
Yep, it is not available on Android yet. They do say that's coming soon. It could be as early as March. We'll see. So, yes, I was trying this out from the Android point of view, and I looked in my native weather app as well, and I actually had a lot more luck than Laura did. So the weather app on my Google Pixel actually has air quality information right there in kind of the main page. I don't need to click on anything separate and go anywhere else, which is really nice. It has the air quality index, which is kind of a composite measure of a couple of these different things. However, you can't click on it to get any more information other than that. So if I wanted to get specific PM levels or specific ozone levels, I couldn't get that. That's a little disappointing, but for, you know, a 10-second what's my air quality, it's pretty good. You could stop right there, or you could continue on and look at some other apps in the App Store.
I want to take a step back now here for our listeners who might be listening to us and maybe want a refresher course on a lot of the terminology that we're using here today. We've got PM, AQI, ozone, And then you have other terminology like the Air District uses, like the RAN network or the ROAR level. What's going on here with all this alphabet soup?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the two most problematic pollutants here in this area are particulate matter, PM, and ozone. They're problematic in different times of the year. PM is more of a wintertime issue. Ozone more in the summertime. AQI is called the Air Quality Index, and it is a it's kind of a quick and dirty measure of air quality based on whatever pollutant is worse. It's a number scale from about 0 to 500, and the higher the number is, the worse the air quality is. And what's nice about AQI is it also has a color coded scale, so that if numbers are meaningless to you, you don't need to memorize what the scale is, but you know, if air quality is good, it's green, or if it's bad, it's purple or maroon. So that's a really nice way to really visually quickly understand what the AQI is. And then of course RAN is the real-time air advisory network that we have here at our San Joaquin Valley Air District. And that's the website that they run is this network.
And they use their own level of hourly readings, which they call ROAR, which is similar to AQI, but slightly different,
least
in the way it measures, AQI being a 24-hour average. So you were out of luck when it came to the Valley Air app right now on Android, but the EPA has its own app, and that's cross-platform. Carrie, tell me about that.
Yeah, EPA app is cross-platform. It's called Air Now. Air Now is also the name of a website that they have. Laura and I kind of agreed this app was a little bit disappointing. It does have the basic air quality information you want. It has AQI. It's accurate. The EPA is definitely an accurate source of information. It breaks that data out into PM and ozone levels, so it's nice. However, it's really utilitarian. It's really not that. It doesn't have very many features, and that's kind of disappointing because on the Air Now website itself, it has this national map where you can see air quality across the country and you can interact with it and click on it and everything. You just don't get that in this app.
Yeah, absolutely. It's super simple. So if you want something bare bones, I guess that could work for you. But if you're maybe into more of the details, it's pretty lackluster.
That's right.
Yeah, I was looking at the app. It looked like something that one might have seen on the web back in the mid-90s when the World Wide Web was a new thing.
Uh-huh.
So not the most visually appealing, but it does, I presume, have reliable data.
It does.
So, Laura, when it comes to other apps that aren't from official government sources, well, what are some of the ones that you've downloaded and had a chance to evaluate?
Yeah, one of the ones that I was looking at that's actually cross-platform, but right now I have it on my iPhone, is called Air Matters, and it shows the air quality. It does a little bit of weather as well, but as far as Carrie and I could tell, it's pulling its data from these regulatory air monitors, so that makes us think that the data is reliable. It doesn't say if the readings right off the bat are averages from, you know, the previous 24 hours or current, so when I'm looking at it, I'm not sure what it's saying right now, but it does show a forecast for today. The thing to keep in mind, though, is as I was comparing it against my Valley Air and my EPA readings, that forecast was a little off. It says today is moderate, but it's not. And today the Air District says it's good. One of the characteristics of this app is it takes pollen into consideration, and maybe it's just weighing pollen very highly because today there's like a high pollen count. And pollen wasn't actually something that we didn't notice in really any of the other apps to be a very prominent thing. But in this one in particular, that's actually, if you sort of click the reading, it's the first thing that comes up is pollen. And then you kind of scroll down, and then it does show, again, ozone and PM and some other pollutants. And it also is color-coded. So those are all green, except this pollen reading is yellow. And so for whatever reason, it's a little off. And I think that might be why.
And, of course, pollen not factored into the EPA's definition of air quality, although
right.
It may be important to some people. Carrie, what about the Air Visual app, another free app that's available cross-platform?
Yeah, this is another free one. And we should say this one and Air Matters are some of the first two that come up when you do search within your app store. So it's good to know a little bit about these. So Air Visual, you know, Laura and I think both agreed this one is pretty decent and pretty intuitive. It's nice to use, you know, right up front underneath a city name, you know, you list your factory location underneath the city name. It has the AQI with the color, with a happy or sad face. I mean, it's really, you know, and again, if you're looking for something in 5 or 10 seconds to understand air quality, this will give it to you. The data come out of the EPA. The issue, though, is that it's not entirely clear which data are actually a forecast and which are actual conditions. So that's a little bit of a red flag. It also provides a 7-day forecast, which just isn't out there. The Air District and the EPA are not forecasting air quality that far. So you're not really, you know, you can't rely on that. Don't know where that data is coming from. But otherwise, it's a pretty good app.
So, Laura, there's a lot of weather apps that are out there for smartphones. What about those? Do some of those have decent data for air quality?
Yeah. So while my iPhone native weather app was disappointing when it comes to air quality, I found one that did work. It was called Weather Underground. It's also a free app as well. And while its primary focus is telling you about weather details, once I kind of scrolled through that, there was a little section where it focused on the air quality and had an AQI index. It was color-coded and had this smiley face emoji that was green also. So I was reading, oh, the air quality is green. It takes its data from regulatory monitors and actually low-cost ones like the Purple Air one we have. So these Internet of Things monitors, you can actually connect your own personal one if you'd like. So we could connect the one we have at the station. And then this one also had a 7-day forecast. And as Carrie said with the previous one, you know, it's the other regulatory agencies don't do 7-day forecasts. So we really don't know if that's accurate.
And Carrie, I understand one other thought is you don't necessarily have to use an app to use it like an app on your smartphone.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, and a lot of these apps that we've mentioned have websites that go along with them. And sometimes the websites are better than the apps are, or they're more informative or easier to use. So if you really want to, keep using that, you can go to that website on your phone in your browser, and then you can add that page to your homepage so that you can just tap on it from your homepage. It's not an app. It won't give you notifications the way that an app would, but it's really easy to use that way.
Laura, any final thoughts?
Yeah, you want an app or a website that is informative. When it comes specifically to apps, the ones that I liked best that I felt had like the nicest user experience and had reliable information were actually the third-party ones, not necessarily the apps from regulatory agencies. They just looked nicer, and I could see myself opening it to see the info. But ultimately, you want to know if your data is good and where that data is coming from. So it's up to the user to decide what works best for them.
You can find some links and our quick reviews of air quality apps on our website at kvpr.org, part of our ongoing coverage of the air quality issue here in the Valley. Carrie Klein and Laura Tsutsui, our reporters for Valley Edition, thank you so much.
Thanks.